Right now, we welcome back a guest that has been with us before, and this time for a different type of performance. Paul Chester Jones is joining us, and the event which is coming up is called River Body, and it is being held, as a matter of fact, this coming weekend, the 18th and the 19th, and also on the 25th and 26th. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So now, I saw your email on this, and I see it. It's called a dance performance event. Now, you're going to have it, first of all, at the Housatonic River, and then next at the Shepog River. How does this work, and what's going to happen?
Well, let me give you an update. Actually, all of the performances will be happening at the North Kent Road site on the Housatonic. We, the dancers and I, went to the Shepog River last week, and we're going to rehearse there, but the river, because of all the rains we've had, the river is running so high and so fast that we determined it really wasn't safe to be there, so we have made this shift so that all of the performances will happen in Kent.
Okay, so they're all going to happen in Kent, and that means on the 18th, the 19th, and the 25th, 26th, the time stays the same at each time.
Absolutely.
5 and 6:15 p.m., but they're both at Housatonic River in North Kent.
That's correct.
So now, how is this performance going to work? Are you in the water? Do the patrons get in the water? How does this work?
Well, the dancers are in the water, and the audience members are on the shore. We have been rehearsing in the water for the past 2 years and exploring, you know, what can we do? How can we move with this river? And then how does the river really inform us? Because we feel that we're actually dancing with the beingness and the currents and the aliveness of the river, which is really the intention of what we're trying to express. At the end of the performance, we invite the audience members to come down and put their hands in the water or their feet in the water if they wish. But for the most of the performance, they will be on the shore.
All right, now, who will be performing? Who are the dancers that will be performing in the Housatonic River with you?
Well, we're very excited to have Amy Wynn, who is the retiring, actually, executive director of the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council, is one of our dancers, another local dancer from Goshen, Aislinn McMaster, and then a dancer who's worked with me for many years who's now living in Kingston, and then one dancer coming from Boston. All of them have worked with me for many years, and we have an actor coming in from New York, Evangeline Johns, who is narrating some pieces of poetry and text that are part of the sound score of the piece. But really, the music is the river.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, now, so you've been practicing in this section of the river before?
Yes. Yes,
because I think people when they tend to look at the Housatonic River and even portions of it, it looks like it's not moving unless it's really rough rapids, but really the flow of the river is pretty amazing.
The flow of the river is amazing, and we really, one of the things, I guess one of the big inspirations for me is the fact that, and this is scientifically actually true, that when you arrive in a new place in just a few days, actually about 2 weeks, the 70% of your body that is water is now actually from that watershed. And so this dance is really my desire to express that we are not separate from the waters that surround us, that these waters, in fact, actually scientifically provably flow in us. And, you know, so many people look at the river and they say it's pretty or it's a resource or, you know, they see it as scenery, but they don't really understand that the river is actually flowing in them, that your bodily fluids are your body's translation of those waters. So that's part of the inspiration for this dance. And so this particular site on the river is very unique in that it has calmer places, but it also has these very fast riffles and rapids that flow in it. So it really gives a very beautiful visual picture of the, you know, kind of the variation that, that the Housatonic has.
And once again, this is taking place August 18th and 19th, and then August 25th and 26th,
yes.
5, 6, 15 p.m. at the Housatonic River North Kent Road in Kent, Connecticut. Now, and I take it, is there, there's no admission for this? Is this by donation or what?
The performances are free, and that was an important part of our mission, was to make this really available. However, because of the sensitivity of the site, we do have to limit attendance. So people do need a ticket. They just need to sign up so that their name is on a list. And there is an Eventbrite site that people can go to. If they go to eventbrite.com/e/riverbody, they'll find the site to sign up and secure a spot.
And on our podcast page, we have all the information there. And they, if they scroll down to the bottom, they can click on the Eventbrite link right there, right on our podcast page as well. So I one or two final questions. Has the river warmed up? And how long have you been practicing for this, doing your rehearsals?
Well, we started to last summer. We started going to various sites along the Housatonic, trying to find what would be the sort of optimal place for both dancers and audience. The river is warm, but because of the heavy rains that we've been having, the river is volatile, yeah. So it's changeable, which is why we had to make that decision, really for safety reasons, about the Chepauque. This particular site gives us enough variation so that we've been able to work with it regardless of the rains. But the river is warm, so it's been mercifully so for the dancers who are in the water for quite a long time.
And for people who are going to get tickets at the Eventbrite location, they should bring something to sit on, like towels, maybe a beach chair or something like that?
Well, a towel or a cushion, and they should just wear shoes that allow them to walk through the meadow down to the river.
All right. And for more information, they can also go to your website, right?
Yes, they can. Yes.
And that website link, by the way, is right also on our podcast page as well. If you go to On Demand, robinhoodradio.com, On Demand, click on interviews, and you'll find this interview. And before you get to the interview, you'll see all the information and all the different links and things like that. Well, here's hoping. Now, it might seem like a foolish final question, but seeing as you're in the water, if it rains, is it canceled or is it still on?
No, we are yeah. on, and we actually had to rehearse in a downpour. I think it was last weekend, and we're just going to tell the audience to bring an umbrella because it's quite beautiful in the rain or in the sun. Mm-hmm. I should also say that we've been working with a wonderful videographer, Ben Willis, from the Marvelwood School,
oh,
and
absolutely.
A team of his students,
yeah.
And there will be a documentary about this. Project.
And the work they do is amazing.
It's beautiful.
And their turnaround time, what they do, is also amazing. Ben has done some amazing things with them. So that'll be nice. So the documentary
yes.
will be available. Well, let us know, and we'll pop that documentary up on our local Access TV station when it's done.
Well, thank you.
All right, and good luck, and enjoy the next couple of weekends.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
You're welcome. Take care. Sounds like an interesting event. And more information, like I said, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on interviews. And click on Marshall Miles Interviews. Paula Joseph Jones, Riverbody.